Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, your host, and of course, I've got on the line the woman of the hour, Yadasha Williams. She's running for Assembly District 29 right here in Nevada. Hey, Yadasha, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. And I'll tell you what, I'm kind of excited. We've got a new format that we are going to have over the next few weeks. And it was all your idea. It was conceived by Yadasha Williams. But we're going to be bringing on other candidates from other districts and Senate candidates and congressional candidates. And we are going to be interviewing them. And Yadasha is going to have some conversations with them. So thanks, Yadasha, for that. I think it's going to be fun. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's going to be tremendously fun. It's getting the community to know who they're voting for and hearing their values and what they want to do for the community. It is super exciting, and I think it would be a great opportunity to get it started by letting them know about the Clark County Republican Party itself.
That is great. And you know, the thing is awareness. It's about, you know, being informed. A lot of people are afraid to vote for the wrong person, so they just don't vote. But what
right.
So we are introducing you and to these people, all of these wonderful men and women. And right now, I think we're up to a dozen or more candidates who have agreed to come on. But right now, we are going to answer a question. We always encourage you to email or go on to social media, send in your questions. And Gregory Quinn, who is a resident of Assembly District 29, he has sent Yadasha a question. And he says, "Hi, Ms. Williams. The last time a Republican held the seat you are running for, Nevada ended up with the biggest tax hike in its history. And Stephen Silbercross, I guess he was the assemblyman for AD 29, he voted yes on that monstrosity. Are you ready, Gregory asks, to promise voters in Assembly District 29 that you will never vote to raise new taxes?"
I am. I have no intentions on raising new taxes that is going to harm and hinder our community.
Well, that's about as succinct an answer as you can get, Gregory. I hope that makes you happy. And I can say one thing about Yadasha. She will not lie to you. So that is a promise she's made. And so we
Absolutely.
Are, yes, and that's what we're here to do, is answer your questions and hopefully make you happy with those answers. All right, so we want to go ahead and bring our guest in now. Her name is Helen Oseguera, and she is with the CCRP, which is the Clark County Republican Party. She's the chair of candidate development, of the Committee for Candidate Development, and her name is Helen. Hey, Helen, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're really good. How are you doing, Yadasha?
Great. I'm doing beautiful.
Well, you know, Helen, you know, you've got to tell us, what does that mean, chair of candidate development? I mean, what do you do?
Well, to put it mildly, we actually help train and give service to candidates so they can actually go forward in their campaigns and win their campaigns with hope. We actually have been providing materials, classes, and we actually give, you know, a lot of background and materials so they can start their campaigns.
Wow, that is so awesome. And by the way, Yadasha, you've got to tell us how you came to be running for Assembly District 29. I think Helen's involved in this. You tell us what that story.
Yeah, so I was actually volunteering at the caucus rally for Donald Trump, and I came across Helen because she was listening to me talk, and she was like, "Hey, you have some good ideas." She was like, "Maybe you should run for Assembly District." And I was like, I got to think on that. But we kept in touch and I agreed to do it. So here we are.
Oh, and we really thank you, Helen, for getting Yadasha involved in campaigning, because this is, I just having worked with Yadasha, I know this is what she was meant to be doing. And so you, I guess you sense it too, right, Helen?
Yeah, well, I immediately sensed it the night I met her at the caucus. It was just like, you know how when you meet somebody, you just automatically know?
Yep.
And I was talking to her. At first, we were talking a little bit about other seats, and we just got to talking, and it was like, okay, well, I think you'd be a good fit for this seat. And that's how we were starting the conversation about her running.
Right. And I think it interested you a lot to know that she seemed like she knew her stuff. I mean, we're speaking of Yadasha, like she's not even on the line. But but it was a Democrat seat, and you wanted to flip this seat. You want to make it Republican. And so we have to ask you, though, Helen, we know that an informed voter is going to vote well. And so how are you involved with voter education and outreach, especially when it comes to underrepresented communities?
Well, basically, well, first of all, as the candidate committee chair, I have to give you a disclaimer. We are not allowed to sponsor or endorse any of the candidates that we've put through our trainings until after the primary. So I have to make that clear.
Sure.
Second of all, we actually, as the committee, actually, I'm also a precinct captain for the precinct committee, which means I'm the one that will go out into your neighborhood and your community as a precinct captain and knock on doors and introduce us and introduce the committees to the voters and ask for volunteers and try to get other precinct captains to go and hit doors so we can actually get people to volunteer and start their work in the campaigns.
Oh, that's awesome. And Yadasha, you're a precinct captain, right?
I am. My whole thing is about getting the community involved. I've said that many, many times. And when I found out what a precinct captain was and how it helped the community, I was like, sign me up. This isn't just about running a position. This is about helping the community. So I became a precinct captain so I can help people be involved more.
So we recommended to all candidates that have gone through our training to actually become precinct captains for a reason. And that reason is so they have more voter contact within the community and in their neighborhoods. So we're also recruiting volunteers while we're at it. And that's partially the reason why we recommend candidates to do the same.
What do the when you say that you're recruiting volunteers, what are the where do the volunteers volunteer? What are they doing as volunteers?
Okay. So as volunteers for not just the candidates, we're just talking about volunteers in general. So in volunteers in general that come to the CCRP are there to do, say, for example, we do registrations. We will do when we do the door knocking, we're actually going out to do door knocking for registrations. And right now we are doing also an initiative for the ballot for voter ID. So we're actually going door to door and getting voter ID petitions signed, as well as going to like in front of grocery stores, et cetera, so we can get this voter ID on the ballot come November. It's going to take a couple cycles, but we have to get the signatures. We need 140,000 signatures, and right now we're at 70,000, so we're getting there.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, Yadasha, are you involved in this type of volunteering, or as a precinct captain, do you do other things?
As a precinct captain, I'm going door knocking, not just for my candidacy, but also for volunteers for other people that's running, so they can get the help that they need and to keep people informed, and also for the voter ID as well. We need as many signatures as possible. Mm. And like I said, it's not just about one isolated situation. We need to help each other as a whole.
And I don't know, Helen, if you want, you know, me to talk about this, but I will tell you that we are aware that you've run for a seat before yourself. I think 2022 you ran.
Right.
And so what is it from that experience were you able to bring to what you do now?
Well, basically what happened was I was running as a county assessor for a county seat. And I had tried to obtain assistance from the previous CCRP office management and also the GOP. And not just myself, there was other candidates also that were experiencing difficulties in getting help. So what happened was in 2022, we did get a major loss of a lot of seats. Just to give you a little background, in 2022, I belonged to a mama bear group called My Children's Advocate, and they had developed a committee called Candidates for Freedom. And we signed up a Republican in every single open seat in Nevada. And that made the entire state of Nevada had a Republican running against a Democrat.
Wow.
And even some of the incumbents. So the issue was that we had everything filled for the first time in probably 20 plus years. And we all lost but the incumbents.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So there was a difficulty in trying to maneuver everybody to get help. So when we have the big meeting in January of 23, the chairman, Jesse Law from the CCRP, we had what we call hot washes, which were main meetings to do our find out what it is that went wrong and where we needed help. And so he created, he set these committees up so we can start being more productive in helping candidates for 2024, because the next cycle was 2024. And then after that, we want to go forward to make sure we have those for 2026 and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So the Candidate Development Committee was assigned to me and I was assigned to the chair because I was the one that complained that it wasn't enough help. So I was the one that was very vocal and decided, and then he appointed me the chair because he knew that I was going to be able to take the reins and do what we needed to do to help candidates. So in the meantime, over the last year, we have been developing a program to offer to candidates. It's taken a lot of work. A lot of volunteers have come in and signed up for the committee, and we've all come up with these different programs. And I have two people that work with me, Zach Hayes and Bill Castle. And he's our, these two guys are also consultants, and they're doing this voluntarily. And they're not charging anybody for this, but they are actually consultants.
Yeah,
so their expertise is helping us as well.
Yes, and I wanted to jump in here because I can tell you, and Yadasha, we want to know your impressions of all of this, because I know that we've sat in when Bill and Zach are advising the candidates, and they just have these amazing this amazing presentation over a weeks that they are volunteering. And Yadasha, what is your impression of the type of information you've been given at these meetings?
Yeah, the meetings are very awesome. It keeps people informed, whether you're a volunteer or a candidate. I love the fact that they genuinely care to help the community be successful, and they care to get the right people in office. They're very non-biased, and they help everyone that walks through that door.
Well, guys, we've run out of time, but Helen, we are just grateful to you. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. Very awesome, and I love the fact that I get to work with everybody, and I love working with the candidates for sure.
Yes, and we know that you can't show any preferential treatment, and you do not. You are equally helpful to all the candidates, and we just love that about you, and thank you for that. Yadasha, anything you want to say before we close out?
Well, I look forward to seeing you both soon, and I'm just grateful that I have this opportunity to meet such strong women.
Just as a plug, there's a meeting on Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the CCRP office.
Okay, that's Tuesday, April 9th.
I will be there.
Oh, boy.
April 9th.
Okay, April 9th at the CCRP offices in Henderson, Nevada. If you want to get a boatload of information, come on out, guys, and meet Yadasha while you're there, too, as well as Helen. So, guys, it was great having Helen here today. We thank Yadasha for being here, too. And don't forget to send in your questions. The website is Yadasha, Y-A-D-U-S-H-A, the number 4, NV.com. Send us your questions, and it's been great. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.